Hey there, this is Jeff from the Icebox Radio Theater, jumping in before the show to remind you that we couldn't make these plays, that's from the horror to the comedy to the old-time radio recreations, without the help of you, our wonderful listener. Of course, financial assistance is always great, and you can learn more about that at our website. That's iceboxradio.org. Just click on the Support Us link. Or you can just visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/radioicebox. But a great and free way to help us out here at the Icebox Radio Theater is to leave a 5-star rating of our shows and series wherever you catch your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, one of the millions of podcatchers at the Play or App Stores. It really doesn't matter where you listen, just so long as you leave that 5-star rating along with a nice review. That really goes a long way towards growing our audience and helping us make more shows. Thanks for listening to this announcement, and now, on with today's feature presentation. The following program is a work of fiction dealing with the potential fallout from untreated mental illness. If you're triggered by this subject, we urge you to proceed cautiously and to look into counseling or other resources available online or in your area. Take action. You're worth it. The Smell of Pines, Darkly, Part 3.
You sure you don't want to go inside?
No.
There's no reason to be out here if...
I want to see.
Yeah, well, I don't think you realize what it's going to be like, son. The truck T-boned your mother's car, the driver's side.
It hit her so fast the airbags didn't even have time to deploy.
You understand, don't you? We won't be able to get her out until we get back to the garage. The coroners will have to be present.
I understand. I want to see.
I think it would be better if you head up back to the house.
I have a right to be here.
Suit yourself. We do have some questions, though.
What?
Some questions? It was a new car?
Yeah. She bought it from a lot in Orr just yesterday.
Didn't she report a vehicle missing recently?
She did, yeah. Her van disappeared from our driveway yesterday.
The insurance paid out that fast?
No. She got an inheritance. Paid cash for the car.
Tell me, where's your dad?
He went out.
How long ago?
A few hours, I think.
Any idea where he went?
No. He had errands, he said.
Uh-huh. Tell me, Daniel, did your mom and dad fight?
I wouldn't call it...
They fought sometimes.
I wouldn't call it a fight. They argued.
Mm-hmm. Was your mom depressed? Seemed extra sad recently.
No, she was fine.
Okay, all right. I just ask. Well, look, you should be ready.
What do you mean?
Just be ready. There's some real weird things about this accident. Me, or one of the detectives, or some other officer is going to have to ask you a lot of questions.
I don't understand.
This doesn't look right. Your mom's in a brand new car, driving down her own driveway, a drive she's been down a million times, but at the bottom of the hill there, she didn't stop. We're going to be looking at this first as a potential suicide, then a potential homicide. So, just be ready.
Homicide?
Just be ready, is all I'm saying. And hey, kid?
Yeah?
If you need to talk to anybody, here's my card. I'm not talking about making a statement, just if you need to talk. Understand?
Should I tell him?
I lost my dad when I was in high school. It was tough.
I should tell him.
So just, you know, keep that card I gave you.
Tell him what? Tell him I black out sometimes? Tell him I beat up that homeless guy in the woods?
Just in case.
Okay? Yeah. Sure.
I've got a right to be here. here same as anybody else.
Oh, no.
What is it?
Stay here.
Is that him?
Sir.
Hey, kid, I want to talk to you.
Sir, you're going to have to remain where you are. This is a crime scene.
Hey, it's going to be a crime scene if I get my hands on him. Hey, you know where my daughter is?
Mr. Leibowitz, you're going to have to leave.
I want to talk to him first.
Sir.
You don't mind, do you, kid? I mean, if you got nothing to hide, what's the difference?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the hell you don't. My daughter is missing, looks like dead. You were the last person to see her alive.
Mr. Leibowitz, that's just not true.
My girl's name was Beth. She worked at that crap diner downtown. Just started.
Beth?
Do you know her?
Not really. We just had one conversation after last Tuesday.
Oh, conversation. Is that what they're calling it now?
Mr. Leibowitz.
The way I heard it, he was trying to get into her pants. But my Beth is a good girl. Is that why you killed her?
Mr. Leibowitz, I'm going to arrest you in a minute if you don't get yourself under control.
Why don't you get it under control instead of bothering good citizens like me?
You know, all right.
Whoa, what are you doing?
What does it look like? You're under arrest for interfering with the police investigation.
You got no right.
Take it up with your lawyer.
Is it illegal for a father to look for his kid?
Of course not. But you're not the only person with problems today, Mr. Leibowitz. You see that wrecker down there? Van in the back's got a body in it. You want to go look inside and see what he's going through today? You want to go see what's left of his mother?
That true? She in the car?
Yeah.
What kind of a hellscape town you people running here? Little bitty village like this shouldn't even have a lost dog. But you got murders? Kidnappings?
Either leave right now, or I'm arresting you. Your choice.
Yeah. Get off!
I'm sorry about that, Daniel.
Who is he?
No one. Don't worry about it.
I really did talk to a girl named Beth down at the Viking, and I heard something happened.
I said don't worry about it.
You know, Deputy, not knowing things is actually much more stressful than knowing things that are bad.
You say you heard what happened.
Just from some old guys downtown, and I saw the police tape.
Yeah, well, I'm not at liberty to discuss an ongoing investigation, but yes, it's a crime scene. How well did you know her?
I only talked to her once.
Uh-huh. And what'd you talk about?
She told me she was in town living with her aunt, Barb Houston, she said.
Mrs. Houston, sure.
And that,
Go on.
Well, she said she was here to get away from her father, get some distance from him, she said.
Okay. Well, having met the gentleman, I think I see your point. Did she say where she was coming from?
No.
I'll talk to Barb and find that out. Maybe I'll get lucky and she had a restraining order against the dad.
Lucky?
Yeah, it makes him a material witness. I can throw him in a cell for 48 hours. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
And seriously, Danny, go inside.
No one calls me Danny. Not even my mother. All day, I kept waiting to cry or punch something or just feel, but I didn't. Maybe I couldn't. I went into the house like the deputy said, and Nadia was standing by the window looking out. She didn't say anything. She didn't look sad or angry either. Maybe it was shock. Or maybe some people just aren't designed to feel. I heard my father come home, but I don't know where he'd been. He went straight down to the basement without a word to either of us. What was weird about that is that it was so normal. I couldn't imagine him doing anything else, and it didn't even occur to me until later to talk to him about Mom. She was dead, but I never thought to say a word. She was dead, and all of us were hiding in our rooms. Nadia's right. I do have quite a collection of books, and that's where I spent the rest of the afternoon. looking through psych books, considering diagnoses for me, my father, my sister. Sociopath? Probably. Psychopath? What does that even mean? Paranoia? Manic depressive? Schizophrenic? Schizophrenic. Schizophrenia is a serious mental disorder in which people interpret reality abnormally. Schizophrenia may result in some combination of hallucinations, delusions, and extremely disordered thinking and behavior that impairs daily functioning and can be disabling. Hallucinations. I looked out at the woods. Yes?
Your dad home, Danny?
Yeah.
Could you let us in, please?
I don't understand. What's going on?
It's all right. It's all right, Daniel.
Dad?
Move out of the way, boy.
Hello, Will.
Pete?
You gotta come with us. And you gotta put these on.
I don't think that it's...
Will, you're under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. If you give up that right, anything you say can and will be used against you in the court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you can't afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you.
Hey, you have to tell me what's going on.
You want to tell him, Will? You want to explain to your boy how his mom died?
I am innocent until proven guilty.
And that was it. My father, stone-faced and emotionless, was led away in handcuffs without another word. I stood in the doorway, knowing I was feeling a lot of things, but unable to name any of them. I realized that Nadia had joined me at some point. She was just standing there too, staring, just like I was, emotionless.
Dee, it's Nadia. I need a favor. Does your sister still date that cop?
Nadia was on her phone.
My mom's dead and they just took my dad away in handcuffs. I need to figure out what's going on. I don't care if he could get in trouble, and if we're friends, you wouldn't care either. Just call me back.
We stood there, staring out at the driveway where the cops used to be, where her father had just been put in the back of a police car and taken away. It seemed like a long time, but actually it wasn't even 5 minutes.
Hello? Yeah? All right, thanks. Mom's brakes were tampered with, and I think Dad did it.
We didn't say anything else, either of us. I went to my room and closed the door. I heard Nadia in the kitchen. Water poured. 5 minutes of silence. A pot put roughly down into the sink. She probably made one of those fancy ramen she orders online. Then she went to her room and closed the door. I sat on the edge of my bed. I felt like I was waiting for something. Like I was a kid in an orphanage. Suitcase packed, best clothes on, waiting for his new parents. In my case, replacement parents. I looked out at the woods. The trees were whipping around pretty good. There was plenty of wind. Maybe snow later. I went out into the woods. Late afternoon now, dark soon. I could see the wind in the pines. I could smell the melting snow. I could feel the earth and needles beneath my feet. I could look around and see all the familiar things, but of course I couldn't hear anything but the music that I pumped into my ears. It was one of my songs, if you could call it a song. Just messing with synths, really. Accessible to no one but me. I should have put on real music. Something I would enjoy. Something that could distract me. Instead, all I could think of was taking the headphones off and hearing. What? Schizophrenia is a serious mental disorder in which people interpret reality abnormally. Reality. Reality is... what? Interpret reality abnormally. There were voices in the wind. Maybe not in everyone's wind, but in my wind there were. The wind through the pines was talking. I knew what I heard was in my head. It couldn't be anywhere else. But there it was, telling me things. Telling me to look around. I got out my cell phone and turned on the flashlight, and I began to shine it all around. It was nice, in a way. This was the most I'd listened to the wind in the pines in years. Maybe this wasn't so bad. Maybe...
bear your secrets, Danny.
Maybe I could handle things. Manageable. Sane. Shining the light, looking at the ground. Had that mound been there before?
Under the ground. Deep, deep, deep.
Wait. There was another mound. And another one. And one over there. Had these been here before? Had something been digging up the woods? Had I? I looked at my hands, expecting to see calluses. There might have been more than before. I don't know. I was very, very interested now in what I was hearing in the wind around me. I was guilty of blocking it out for so long. The wind in the pines had been trying to tell me things.
Bury them, Daddy.
Bury what? The bones? The memories? Forgetting is kind of burying, isn't it? I forgot what happened after that fight with Mom. I just blacked out and woke up on the ground in the woods, having lost a whole night. Mom is dead. That girl Beth is, too. Did I? Could I?
Don't you matter, Daniel.
Bury them, Daddy.
I'm trying, but they keep coming back. It keeps coming back. I don't want to remember. You can't lie if you don't remember, right? Right?
You're going to have to kill him, too.
Who? Nadia? Hey!
Get off of me!
Damn, son. That's a pretty good punch.
Who the hell are you?
You really don't remember. You must be inbred. Oh, jeez, Christ, girly. What, did I hit a nerve?
Not as hard as I can hit that nerve.
Oh, you did about all the damage you could do, darling.
What is he doing here?
Where the hell were you?
I went for a walk. What is he doing here?
He knocked on the door, I opened it, and he pushed past me.
Okay, so what does he want?
Ask him, dork. He's standing right there.
What do you want?
I'm still trying to find my daughter.
This morning you said she was murdered.
There's blood, but no body. I'm trying to find her.
And you thought she was here?
I don't know where she is, but that one there was one of the last people to see her alive.
You keep saying that.
Oh, so you remember me now.
You keep saying I was the last one to see her alive. I'd say her murderer is that person.
Sure. So what?
She told me the reason she was in town was to get away from you.
Yeah, well, that's what you
said. Shut up, both of you. God, this is giving me a headache. Look, asshole, our mother died in a car crash this morning. They think it's murder and they think our dad did it.
Oh, you don't seem that broke up about it.
People grieve differently.
I'll bet. You know what they say in town about you people, don't you?
We couldn't care less.
They say this whole family is a bunch of psychos. Your father gives people the creeps. Your ma did, too. None of you have any friends.
Yeah, and if you lived here, you'd know why.
Oh, I get it. Town's filled with rubes, right? You're too big for them. Well, the rubes figured out one thing. They figured out how your dad doesn't seem to have a job, but still brings in money.
My dad has a job.
Oh, really? Doing what? Yeah. Hey, this one old biddy in town told me a story about seeing your old man in Duluth. He was at a pawn shop selling some jewelry and purses and crap.
So, he was probably in Duluth on business and did an errand for my mom.
Oh, your mom got rid of 5 purses all at once, does she? Because that's what he was selling.
What exactly are you getting at?
Wouldn't be the first time a serial killer made a living off his victims.
I froze. He must have thought he really got me because I just stood there, staring at him. He was right. I'd read about it. Serial killers sometimes did sell stuff from their victims.
Someone looks like he's seen a ghost. You kids mind if I look around?
Hey!
What's in there?
Stay out of there! Daniel!
What?
He's going down to the basement.
He can't. Dad'll get angry.
Come on, we have to get him out of there.
We can't go down there. We're not allowed.
Come on!
Well, well, well.
Get out of our house. Right now.
Or what? You'll call the cops.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. What's wrong, sweet cheeks? Afraid to have the cops come and check out this room? Afraid your little secret's going to get out?
Just leave.
This is quite the rumpus room you folks got here. Chains from the ceiling? Oh, good harness there. Nice utility sink. Aluminum. Much easier to keep clean.
Just get out.
See, what you don't know about me...
I don't care about you.
What you don't know about me is that for 20 years, I worked processing meat. And this here room? Oh, this is a first-rate kill floor.
Get out.
All it lacks is one little thing. Blades. Ooh, nice cabinet. What's in it?
This is our father's workroom. None of us are allowed down here.
What's your father do again? Oh, that's right. We passed that. You got the keys to this cabinet?
No.
How about you, boy? You got access to whatever your daddy keeps in there?
No.
Sure. Of course not. A nice boy like you wouldn't be mixed up in anything. Well, like most people, I'm thinking your dad thought that the padlock would be enough. Funny thing about padlocks, they're only as strong as the metal they're hanging on. See that? Lead pipe, little leverage. Handle on this $99 cabinet. Use it right away.
Don't open that.
Or what? Come on, kids. Let's see what Daddy's hiding. It'll be fun.
Daniel?
What's wrong with that kid?
Dan? Daniel! There, that's good.
What?
Oh, thank God you're back. You had me scared.
What's happening?
Shut up. I've spiked like 10 calls from Dad. We have to get into town.
Why are we in the woods? What's going on?
Everything's gone to shit, Daniel. The cops are releasing Dad for lack of evidence, and we have to get the basement cleaned up before we go get him. He'll freak out otherwise.
But why are we in the woods? We're burying something?
Wow, you really were out of it.
But...
There's no time now. Go back to being catatonic or whatever.
What?
Just go back to staring and doing what you were told. Things were a lot easier that way.
Nadia, what?
Wait, shh. It's okay.
What did we do?
It's okay. Don't think about it. Don't think at all, okay?
I'm having blackouts. I don't remember anything.
It's better that way. Believe me.
But I don't know what...
It's okay. It'll be okay, but we've got to keep moving.
I'm sorry.
I'm here. I'll help you.
What did I do?
Nothing I wouldn't have done.
smell of pines, darkly. Part 3. Star Justin Kapla as Daniel, Trelawney Irwin as Nadia, Caleb Silvers as the deputy, Tom Bement was Carl, and Jeffrey Adams was Will. Other voices provided by the talented cast. Script, direction, and sound design by Jeffrey Adams. Some sound effects from The Freesound Project at freesound.org. This program is copyright 2022 by the Icebox Radio Theater, which is solely responsible for its content. Partial funding made possible in part by the voters of Minnesota through a grant from the Minnesota State Arts Board, thanks to a legislative appropriation from the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.